Hey loves, I'm just jumping on for a little bonus because I wanted to share with you so you could see in practice how I would use my inner success power centers, how that aligns with my strategy as a projector, how this would come into me being magnetic instead of being in force. So last night I did the power centers exercise that I gave you, and I went through my body. And the most of my body was saying that it was quiet, but my place, my solar plexus, was in teenage. So most of it was like aligned and it was peaceful, but my solar plexus was in teenage, okay, which you'll see in the map. And this was coming up because of my projector. So my projector strategy is that I have to wait for the invitation. Now, when I didn't know this very much, it used to be infuriating, but it still can be a little bit, it's got wounding in it, but the wait for the invitation means that the energy has to be right. And so as regards to my business, I have to do things in a set of a buffet and invite you in. But as regards to working with people or helping people or guiding people, of course, there's this point where you're not listening, you're not doing, the other person's not there, they're not on the same frequency, etc., 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 in different phases. And until the other person is on the right frequency, like the adult, oh, they're more in that settled phase, they're open to receiving. Otherwise, when you're in teenage, and otherwise if you're an infant, and if you're in those confused energies, what happens is it becomes a fight, and it becomes this game of yes, but, that I talked about, yes, but. And what that is then you're saying, oh, fix me, fix me, fix me. And I'm saying you're as the other. Okay, the other external to me, but it happens also within me as well. And so learning that in my strategy, my power, my human design is that I have to wait for that alignment. Now, we all have this. With Dee was a great example of saying I wasn't listening to my full body yes. My yes was telling me when to go, and my body was also telling me when not to. Now, my body can tell me when I'm ready to flow out, which I've done in creating the map, and that feels really, really good. And now my body's trying to tell me it's okay to go into ebb. But my teenager, my solar plexus, was screaming and in fear because her fear is she's been programmed. If I don't do more, it won't happen. People can't come to me. However, in her screaming and her shouting as an energy point, what she's doing is raging against it, and therefore people can't come in anyway. Now, the thing as a projector is I hold a frequency, higher level inspiration, knowledge, transmissions, all of that, that are beyond anything that other people are at a time. And then I hold that until people come to the same level. That's where the waiting for the invitation is. It can feel like, oh, fuck, I know all this and I can't, you know, nobody's listening. Nobody wants to hear me, blah, blah, blah. That's what it used to feel like. So that inner wounding in my inner teenager who's maturing, she can fall into that where that here I've put everything out and then I have to wait for everybody to sign up and everybody to grab the map and people to do it. And it feels like there's a delay. Now, how do I take care of myself in those spaces? Is so I did that energy alignment, listening to my body, and then my solar plexus went in, and her voice was, you know, knowing that the rest of me knows how this works. It knows, my inner goddess knows that it's about ebbing. It knows and understands. And the rest of my body's like, it's about peace and it's allowing space. It's going into what's called the ebb. And the ebb and flow, so the ebb is that it's coming to me, and today is very much about that. I'm going to go off and have a real me day, a God day, I'm going to go and hide away. I come back and draw all my energy back to me, because I've done a lot, given a lot, done a lot of upgrades in my business this week. So, but my inner solar plexus, my inner teenager was going, fuck that, it's not safe for me. You know, if I don't do this, I won't get loved. It's a real screaming of resentment. Yeah, fuck that, I'm not doing that, that is not, and you know, that is not a safe method in my business. It she wants to fight, okay, and yet her fighting is what's getting in the way of people coming. So I did the whole process. I listened to her, I need, I want, and then we got to I am. It took a bit of time. I wrote some of this out, We got to a bit of time and we were quietening and it was good. And then I had this amazing vision. I actually drew out the vision of how my energy, the energy always comes first. There's a big ball of energy. Then there's, you know, the end. I might do some words. I might do some videos. I might do some images. There might be a podcast. There might be blogs. These things, there might be lives. But those are just ways that the energy can flow through. But the energy is so much more than any of that. Yeah. People find me randomly and do things and come to me. And it has nothing to do with the words I'm saying or the video. It's all energy. It's all energy. Yeah. It's 90% energy. And then it's those other bits. And so when I drew this out and I was drawing out, like I drew out and I coloured it in and I did these sort of arrows coming off and arrows coming out. And what did it look like? It looked like a giant egg, as in the egg inside my womb. And the egg inside your womb is the largest cell in the human body, male and female. It is enormous, the largest cell in the body. And it's been scientifically proven, the myth that what used to happen was that the sperm would race to get to the egg. In fact, the truth is that the egg actually attracts the sperm, and she actually kills off and slows down some of the sperm coming to her. So that this selection, so what her energy's doing, this frequency that the egg is putting out, is going, oh no, further away from her, going, oh no, I don't like you, and you can come in, you can come in, you can come in, you can come in. Isn't that amazing? And that's what I was really seeing of the energy. When we come into our success factor, when we really come into our embodiment, that's what happens as the power of the woman. Yeah, the power of the feminine, and the sperm being all these, you know, people coming towards you and things coming towards you. And but remembering it's the energy first, it's the energy first. So if you're stuck in your teenage phase and you're raging, then the work is always on the inside. It is always on the inside, and no one can do it for you, my loves. Unfortunately, when you're at that stage, it's like you're running around, rushing around, looking for everybody else to fix it, sort it. Why can't I make this thing better? Why can't I have this new job? Why can't I have this thing? We are in crazy chaos mode. Yeah. Everything is in here. If you listen to the transmissions, do, you know, go through the map, come back into self-observation, do the exercises. That's what they're there for. That's what they're there for. The whole of these exercises are designed perfectly for you. And so I wanted you to know that it's not a fixed and done. It's a permanent alignment of healing, and we'll have different parts, you know. And as I said, we have these power centers. So this morning I woke up, everything is, you know, I listened, I did everything. I went to bed, I slept really fucking well, but I had a very weird dream where I drove where I drove into a hole that was 30 miles deep, and with my mum, and the car was landed. And when I got there into the centre of the earth, there was all these people I knew. It was very surreal. And I had everything that I needed. How wonderful is that? So, but I woke up this morning feeling very aligned, very peaceful. I did the whole exercise again, and I'm very much all aligned. Yeah. And I can feel my whole energy into ebb, that it's pulling back to me, saying, right, no, it's me time. It's rest time. This is what I need. I need. And every voice I heard all the way through was, I need me. I need me. Yeah. Which means it's all about me. I need me. I'm enough. I love me. I take care of me. I come back to me. OK. And then my energy can be magnetic to everybody. So it's less doing and more being. So I'm leaving this with you as a little extra bonus, sending you much love. You have all the stuff, you know, go through everything over the weekend, use the time, go through next week. Yeah. And when you're ready, you can want to reach out and do one of the programs, or you want to reach out and do one of the Rich Femme, if that feels right to you. Great and good. But you must go and get the map. It's essential. It will change everything for you. You'll understand stuff. It's designed to help you understand things better and use the techniques, etc. So I'm sending you much love. Have a beautiful weekend. And I will check in next week for any last questions later on in the week. All right. Oh, and do make sure to go and check out this week's podcast, because it's so good. All right. Take care. Bye-bye.